It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, so I have a guest with me, and I don't know if I'm excited more to talk about my guest or excited more to talk about natural migraine relief, because I love them both. I love it because migraines for me in my practice, they're just so hard to get a handle on and get relief for people that are suffering each and every day. But my guest, who guess what, is going to be with me every single week that we can make it happen. And I want to spend the entire next 10 minutes just talking about him, his history, what he does for you. But I can't. We're going to do that. We're going to chip away at it week after week after week. But my guest, I will not delay any further. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. I'm going to say one thing about him. He's a medical doctor. He's my friend. He's my inspiration. He is a mentor of mine. And I've always said about him, he's the Patch Adams of, I believe, the medical community, the naturopathic medical community, because he, at the end of the day, just like I've said about myself, he's a consumer advocate and he just purely cares. Jacob, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, Holly, I'm blushing all the way here on the other end of the country.
I'm serious. I'm so thrilled to have you. So let's get right to it, because you have so much great information, and I'm just going to give it to you right now, and I'll pipe in this next 10 minutes when I need to. But migraine headaches and natural relief, just talk about what your experience is and what you know.
It is one of the most easy things to prevent when using natural remedies.
Prevention is the cure.
It's a major thing. You've got 12 to 20 million Americans, mostly women, who unnecessarily are suffering with migraine headaches. And instead of throwing the different medications at it, which can be helpful, but don't really get to the root of the problem, once you understand what's causing a migraine, it makes it a whole lot easier to make it go away. So let's go ahead today and give people an understanding of the main real causes behind their migraines. Number one, food allergies. And that's a whole show by itself, why we're having this dramatic increase in food allergies. But research has shown when you identify and eliminate or avoid the key food allergens, you'll see about 85% of people become headache-free. Now, that doesn't mean giving up wheat, eggs, tea, milk, chocolate, and thank God not chocolate for the rest of your life. Because I love chocolate. Chocolate is a health food. It is awesome. If I had to pick between most vitamins, minerals, and chocolate, I'm taking door
chocolate.
Number three.
Right.
But it can trigger migraine in some people. So here's the trick. For those of you who have food allergies or want to check, instead of giving up the food, there's a special acupressure technique called NAET. You can go to NAET.com, and it can test for and eliminate the food allergies. No more avoiding everything the rest of your life, which is insane. So it's a nice, easy thing. And how you know, one of the studies that our foundation funded was using NAET for autism. And 23 of the 30 autistic kids were back in regular school after 1 year, as opposed to none of the 30 in the untreated control group who were later treated. That was published this year. So NAET, nice way to get rid of the food allergies. But here's how you can start for the listeners. If you have migraine headaches, write this down. Take vitamin B2, which is riboflavin, 400 milligrams a day. Get a good B-complex vitamin that has at least 50 milligrams of the Bs and a good amount of B12, and get 600 milligrams of magnesium. Take this for 6 weeks, and most of you will find that your headache frequency will drop by about 75 to 80%. And then for the rest of you, what you'll find is take a look at a calendar of when the headaches hit. Is it around ovulation? Is it around your menstrual cycle, your period, which is when your estrogen and progesterone levels are fluctuating a lot? If so, then it's associated with the hormonal fluctuations. The magnesium can help premenstrual migraines as well, but simply going ahead and giving some bioidentical hormones when it's needed around the menses can really smooth that out and get rid of the migraine headaches, and those especially hard-to-treat folks. So these simple things will knock out both migraines and will prevent them.
So you're advocating for women, especially, to go ahead and take a look at that calendar and see if they're cyclical in nature. Because if they are, then there's probably a hormonal component. You can link up with somebody like yourself. We can find you at www.vitality101.com, or where else can we find you?
Yep, the Vitality 101 is where I have articles on treating illness, such as an article on migraine headaches. You'll find all this information on there. If you have an iPhone or an Android, our free app, Cures A to Z, has about 2 million downloads at this point. The information's all there. So it's really easy to find, readily available.
Okay, so awesome. But I think that's great. And as you know, I said before, you're an MD, and you and I have been featured together in different aspects of the natural medicine world. Like, I know we did a great article called He Said, She Said. And it was basically from a naturopathic doctor's perspective and then from this medical doctor's perspective. But I got to say, I think you're a special hybrid of both, because as one of my sort of linchpin principles of how I look at things clinically, identify and treat the cause. Migraines, the biggest thing is just, as you said, understanding. And I think the most brilliant thing that you said, Dr. Teitelbaum, is that you said they're the easiest thing to prevent. Prevention is the cure. So what do? We just got to do that upfront work of understanding, hey, what the heck is happening? So you've offered too, I think, the repletion of nutrients. And from the things that you've talked about, riboflavin, so B vitamin, B2, B complex, more B vitamins, magnesium, you know what I'm seeing there? And I know that you're going to be able to tell me better than I'm going to be able to tell the listeners. I think these are vitamins that are, and nutrients, magnesium especially, particularly depleted when we have chronic, constant, multiple, and prolonged stressors, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, because these are the vitamins that are critical for making energy. So when we have energy demands in our body, energy goes down. Low energy is a major trigger for migraines. And also muscle tension. And there's really a fine line between muscle tension, headaches, and migraines. They're really part of the same spectrum. So, Holly, you just nailed it.
Well, and I love that you mentioned NAET. So I think it's, I can actually say it, Nonbutyropods Allergy Elimination Technique. I was introduced to this a long time ago in school. I was absolutely amazed. And I think to your point, what's really important for the listeners is that, sure, you can eliminate food allergies by doing an elimination diet. Who wants to do that, right?
Gag.
Gag is right. I often do. I'm an advocate of the blood type diet at times, just to kind of rule out food sensitivities. But then, you know, I think in this world, we should be able to enjoy our palates. We should, a wide variety of things. And so these allergies, through this acupuncture or acupressure, even in states that perhaps you can't get a hold of the needling, these points in your body, so it's NAET, that's N as in Nonbutyropod, allergy A, elimination E, and techniquet.com, really important. And I think I have seen, as well as you, so many people get such profound results in actually eliminating allergies which contribute to these migraine headaches.
Well, it's funny, because when I first heard about it, I used to have horrible ragweed allergies, hay fever. I'd be honking, sniffling, sneezing throughout the autumn.
I think I was around you a couple times when I saw you, and I said, oh, jeez, you got to get some help there.
And they all moved away, you know. And this gal who's doing it, she said, like, I can knock that out in 20 minutes. And I looked at her, and I said, that voodoo, Hong Kong, is not going to help my hay fever, being the all-knowing doctor, of course. And one day I was especially miserable, and she said, stop being a nitwit and let me treat you. And 20 minutes later, my nose dried up, the hay fever went away, was gone. Yeah. Never came back.
And I, you know what, and Jacob, I love so much, because I myself, you know, I was a practitioner. I'm like, hey, you need to restore function first before talking about replacing it. You've talked about bioidentical hormone therapies, perhaps to even out some of these imbalances, once again, contributing to migraine headaches. Get to a qualified practitioner. And so I always love when we go from a place of sort of healthy skepticism, or maybe even just like, hey, I've heard too much and that doesn't sound like it fits in my paradigm. And then we get an experience and we actually move into a place where, oh my gosh, this is something that really can help. Well, I got to tell you guys and gals, I got Jacob Teitelbaum every week that I can get him. He's going to be here with my show, the Dr. Holly Lucille Show on RadioMD.com, because we are going to help you together stay well and be well. So keep coming back. Thanks so much.